Hello and welcome to our podcast series, Conversations with Kids Peace. I'm Bob Martin. Friendships between people are fluid relationships. We all probably have dealt with situations where we've lost track of someone we considered a close friend at one time, or where we've had family or others not really like one of our friends. The changeability of friendship is one of the things we learn as we progress from childhood to becoming adults. But another part of that learning process is recognizing a so-called bad friend. This is a relationship that is neither nurturing nor positive, but can have a negative impact on our mental health and, in fact, on our lives. And KidsPeace's therapeutic support service, TeenCentral.com, has just launched a new section devoted to these relationships, which we call toxic friendships. Teen Central's Madeline Almonte joined us to talk about this new section on the site and ways that we can help teens navigate their way through toxic friendships. Here's our conversation. Madeline Almonte, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Now, to start, let's briefly talk about what is TeenCentral.com what's it intended to do?
Sure. So Teen Central is a platform for teens where they can go in and they can access an abundance of tools and resources that are available to them. They can also post a story, right? So maybe they're going through something that they're struggling with. Maybe they feel like they have no one to talk to. Maybe they just have to vent. So they can go on TeenCentral.com and they can post a story. In this story, they can speak freely and just let out whatever they need to say. What happens next is a member from our team gets notification of this story. We then go in, we read the story, and we make recommendations or suggestions based on what the story is telling us. And we always try to tie it back to resources that they may have available to them. Right? So these are all of the things that we can offer kids on Teen Central that is available to them.
And we're talking about the resources. Yes. There's this new section regarding toxic friendship. Now, yes. So tell us, what are the major ways that a toxic friendship differs from a healthy relationship?
Sure. So in a toxic friendship, you will see maybe poor boundaries, right? So there's something that I don't like or makes me uncomfortable, and yet that person still puts me in a situation. In a toxic friendship, it sometimes feels very one-sided. So it seems like when it comes to things that I want to talk about, things that I want to do or my interests, that person is not very interested. It's whatever they want to do. It almost feels like you can't be yourself in that relationship. Those can all be signs of a toxic relationship. Whereas a healthy friendship would be the opposite. You don't see these things. There's that healthy communication. There's those good boundaries on both sides. And there's also healthy conflict, right? So there's conflict in all relationships. And what we do with that conflict and how we choose to move forward is what can distinguish a toxic friendship from a healthy friendship.
I would imagine that toxic friendships don't start out that way.
Correct. Yes.
So are there any red flags that you can like give our viewers kind of a heads up on, and we give the kids that are on the site a heads up on, as this is something where you really need to pay attention to what's happening?
Absolutely. So on Teen Central, under the Learns tab, there's a section for toxic friendships, and we have a ton of information on what to look for, what red flags are, how to identify them. We even have these two amazing videos on that section that talks about what is a red flag, that talks about what to look for, and helps you distinguish, am I in a toxic relationship? Is this a red flag? It can help answer all of those questions.
I think this is really a great thing because we've been talking to some kids about, you know, coming out of the pandemic, they've had to kind of relearn the skills of making friends and having this, and to have those, you know, suggestions and kind of, like I said, it's kind of the warning signs of don't fall into something just because you're not at your best in making relationships yet. And speaking of that, now, how does being in a toxic relationship affect your mental wellness?
That's a big one, because as humans, we rely on relationships, right? So if you think back to infancy, Newborn babies rely on their caregivers to help meet those needs. So that's where it starts. That's where we rely on our relationships, right? And that continues on. So for teens, that's even extremely important because it is that stage where they are trying to figure out who they are, where they're trying to figure out what they want to do with themselves, where they are trying to maybe figure out their sexuality. So they already have all these big emotions. They already have all of these insecurities. So now you mix that in with a toxic friendship, and it can really hinder their mental health, right? And those things can potentially lead to depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, and possibly even suicide. So all of those things play a big role on a child's mental health.
And obviously we want to prevent any of those negative things from happening. So what is it that we recommend to someone who has found that one of their relationships has grown toxic? What do we recommend in terms of dealing with that?
Sure. So on Teen Central, again, on the Learns tab, on the toxic friendships, we have all of these amazing tools to help them identify, am I in a toxic relationship? Because sometimes you just don't know, right? So we have many cool tools. For example, we have a worksheet that's called Good Friend, Toxic Friend. So it's a list of characteristics where you would check off what pertains to you. And if one outweighs the other, that's usually a big sign of whether you're in a toxic relationship or not, right? We also have comments or like sections on there that will give you an example. So it may say, makes you feel bad all the time. And the example might be when you're around other people, they make fun of you, right? So we have all of these tools that can help you identify, because that's step one, am I in a toxic relationship? So once you figure that out, like, wow, this is where I'm at, there's also a section that says, how can we work on ending a toxic relationship? Because that's also important, right? Once I figured it out, maybe it's time to let this relationship go. How do I do that? That's tough. So it focuses on three things. It focuses on clear communication, right? Having those tough conversations that I've been thinking it, I don't know how to say it, but we have to start somewhere. It focuses on setting clear boundaries, and it focuses on having support systems around you because it is tough to let go of those friends. These are all of the things that we have available to our teens on teencentral.com.
It's just an amazing resource because you have all of that, which of course is backed by the expertise of Kids Peace,
yes,
over 140 years of providing this kind of service. And then you also have the stories, because I think what we find very interesting is the number of people who are going on the site to read the stories and get a sense of what their cohort is doing. They may not necessarily want to put their own story in, but they're getting something of value out of those. And in this case, you know, to your point, identifying that you're in a toxic friendship, but also some ideas on how you can extricate yourself from that, which is very good. Well, Marilyn, we ask each of our guests for a life hack. Now, this is what we call it. It can be a favorite saying. It can be a piece of advice you find that's really good. Sometimes people have just said, well, this is how I can do something around the house a little better, however you want to do it. What's your life hack for us today?
So my life hack that I like to call advice in life is communication. You have to be able to communicate and tell people what you're feeling, how you're feeling, right? It's very important to not assume. Don't assume that people know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're going through. Communication plays a huge role in any and all relationships, right? So communicate, communicate, communicate. And sometimes that may not be easy. Sometimes you have to take a deep breath. Write it down if you have to write it down, right? Do a pros and cons list. Practice with someone. But communication is definitely a way to a healthy relationship.
That is such a great piece of advice. In fact, I'm sitting here thinking we're going to have you back to do a podcast on the necessity of communication. And one of the things you noted there, everybody says, oh, yeah, we need to communicate more. It's like, better understand what you're getting into, because it's not, sometimes it's not easy, and it's a lot of times it's not comfortable.
Correct.
But it is essential, as you say. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. TeenCentral.com's Madeline Almonte, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Bob.
And thank you for joining us as well. We look forward to having you join us again for more conversations with Kids Peace. Until then, take care.